With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Up Your Brave Show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh here on Reality Check Radio. And last week, I talked to Tim Malone about traveling. We were actually talking about traveling during COVID, but one message he did give us was to make the most of opportunities to travel when you can and ticking things off your bucket list. Now, something that is on many people's bucket lists is swimming with whales. So today, my guest is Ray Gill, and we're going to be talking about swimming with whales. And Ray is the tour operator at Whale Swim Adventures. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, I'm very excited about doing this with you.
I know. And I'm excited to talk to you because everyone, there's this thing about whales. You know, everyone has this kind of vision and this dream and just the excitement of it and being out in nature. You've been doing this. I know the industry has been around, what, 27 years? I think you've been doing this 25 years. Tell me a little bit before we get into the do's and don'ts and tips for swimming with whales. How did you get into this area?
I had a friend of mine from Sweden come and visit me at Christmas in 1998. And she takes people to swim with dolphins around the world. And she just dropped in the conversation that she'd swum with humpback whales. And I went, what? And she said, yeah, you've got to come. It's fantastic. And what happened to me was my whole body started to get pins and needles running around my body like crazy, and all these tears came. And she went, oh my goodness, you have to come. And so 3 months later, I was on a flight to swim with humpback whales. And my first experience was a mum and calf. Oh, I'll just go back a little bit, because getting on the boat, I was terrified, like most people are, because right. It's an unknown, yeah? And I'm on the side of the boat shaking, and the next thing the boss said, you know, slide in, and we did. And right in front of me was a mother and a calf, and they stopped and they just stared at me. And the next thing I remember, the guy who ran the tour called my name, and I kind of came from somewhere. I don't know where I was. And I took my face out of the water after seeing that the mum and calf was still there, and I just started sobbing. Mm. And when I got back to the boat, I'd been there 20 minutes. And where I went, I had no idea, but it was unbelievable. And at that moment, I knew I had to do this and bring people from around the world to experience this amazing, amazing experience. So that's what happened in 1998. So here we are, you know, 2024, and now we take people to swim with different whales around the world, humpbacks, and blue whales and orca in Norway. So our favourite is Tahiti, and we've just opened in Aitutaki. Oh, so that's goodness. It. So, you know, in the all those years, I've been looking forward to the whale season every year from July till October in the Pacific. So it's just unbelievably fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That is so exciting. Well, so much I love about that story. Number one is the body response. Isn't it fascinating when your body just knows that something is for you? You know, that is your path. And I think my listeners, they know I'm a little bit holistic and spiritual, and I know they're joining me on that path as well. So I think that's so interesting. When something in life happens and we kind of get these signs and these signals with the tears or the tingles, and how time just disappeared for you in that moment.
It did. And I couldn't actually speak when I got back on the boat. I tried to form words and I couldn't. There was just no thoughts in my brain, nothing. It was like this total silence. And I just sat there and just kept, I was crying as well. But it was just extraordinary. And, you know, I just knew that this was what I had to do in my lifetime, was to do this. And I'd been on the planet all those many, many years. I was in my early 50s at the time, and I knew I had to do it. I just knew that, and I did.
That's awesome. You followed the calling, and now I guess, how many people do you think that you've helped experience, you know, similar? Everyone has their own unique experience, but how many people over the years have experienced this
with you? Probably about 1,800, 2,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, have been with us over the years. And they come back. I mean, this year I've got, I think, 5 people in Tahiti. Some of them have been twice before.
Right.
Or they've been in Tonga, or they're coming to Aitutaki because they've been with us somewhere else. So I think I've got about 50-50 at the moment across all the tours that were guests with us before. So we're doing something right.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Right, well, we just so happen to have one of your guests who's just joined us in the studio. We've got Nesta, who's just come on the line, Nesta Jones, and I know she was a guest on one of your trips, and she loved it so much that I think she's going back this year to help you out. Nesta, welcome to Reality Check Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hi there.
I'd just love to hear from you briefly, if you want to share with us your experience swimming with whales. My question is, was it what you thought it would be?
Oh, it was. I couldn't even imagine how magical it was. I've done a lot of diving through my life, and been in the water a lot. I've done swimming with dolphins before, but this was just next level because I knew it was going to just the communication and being in the water with something so enormous that is so comfortable in the water. It just blew my mind. And every day that I was there in Tahiti in October, I think it was October 22, we saw whales. And the very last day I was there was, there was a baby that just kept coming up and coming up to come and see us. And I remember thinking, you know, I felt like this prawn in the water bobbing around, and the baby just knew exactly where, you know, my leg was, where the other people were. They knew where the boat was. And yeah, it was just such a magical moment. And I just felt sort of lost in time, like time stood still. Yeah, it was amazing.
So you loved it so much. And now are you going back? How did that come to be? You're going back again this year.
Yeah, I told, I think Ray, I had a similar experience to Ray that she told me about the very first time she went, and she actually came on the boat that day, and I got out of the water and I just sobbed because it was such a overwhelming, you know, an overwhelming feeling. Like I can feel it coming up now in my voice. And so I said to her, you know, if there's ever an opportunity to come again, or if you ever need help, I'm there. And it just happened this year that she does. And I'm going to be going to Tahiti from, I think, around the middle of August to middle of October to go and help out on the tours there.
Oh, that sounds so amazing. I would love to know from you listeners, number one, has anyone already swum with the whales? But number two, have you had a tingle in your body moment? Or both of you women actually talked about the tears welling up. You know, have you had a moment where the emotion was, in a good way, where the emotion was just so overwhelming? And we would love to hear, what were you doing at the time? We would love to hear. You can send us a text, 2057, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. I would love to know some practical tips. I love the water. I love the beach. I'm not usually in the water. My husband and my daughter are triathletes. They spend a lot of time swimming and training. But if for any of our listeners that are keen to learn about whale swimming or the idea of swimming with whales, I'd love to know some practical things that we might want to know or think about beforehand, some do's and don'ts, et cetera. What kind of things do we need to know, Ray?
Well, most of all, of course, you have to be confident in very deep water because, you know, we can, some areas that we go to are 200 meters deep, you know, so it's not shallow water. And also your snorkeling gear and your ability to snorkel needs to be practiced and feeling really confident by the time you join us. Some days we've got to snorkel 50 meters. By having the correct gear that fits your face. Don't just buy any old things, because You know, if you've got a leaking mask because it doesn't fit your face, you know, you're stopping and emptying it, and it'll just, your focus will be on your gear rather than the whale. So those are the two main things. We will help you with the fear, because I experienced that, you know, getting in the water with in such deep water. There's also the big, you know, the big S word, a shark, that worries people. And in all the years, you know, that I've been doing it, you know, there's nobody really, no one has ever been hurt by a whale in our tour groups. We see them from time to time, but because of the way we train our
guests. You mean sharks? You see sharks sometimes?
Sharks, yeah. Right. Yeah, they're in the water, mm-hmm. and they live there. And the ones that we see in Tahiti are, what are they called? I've forgotten what they're called now, but they usually turn up with short fin pilot whales. Sometimes we have other species turn up. And dolphins, rough-toothed dolphins, all kinds of different marine mammals we see along the way. And, you know, we train our guests in a group, you know, to stay with the group, because it's very rare that they would ever be attacked anyway, but being in a group makes you even safer. So, you know, we're very safety conscious. So we get that out of the way that when they arrive, we talk to them about if they've got any fears about anything, we address that. So, yeah.
That's such a good point that you make about the masks, because obviously you want to practice in the ocean, I imagine, not just a pool, but making sure that it's got that seal, because you're right. Otherwise, you're just spending time with, you know, not unclear vision, or trying to catch up to the group because you've got mask leakage. So we don't want that. What other do's and don'ts should we be aware of?
Well, basically, just stay with the group, you know, one of the things that happens is that you see these whales and all of a sudden you're totally unaware of anything else. So, you know, even though we say stay together, they will go off sometimes totally mesmerized. And we always say, if you're doing that and you're not aware, you'll probably get your fin pulled.
Right.
We pull, you know, we sort of give them a bit of a yank just to wake them up and say, come, you know. that's one thing. But, you know, it's such an easy thing to do. It's not a difficult thing. Mm. But we do say to people, practice, because the more confident you are and the easier, you know, that you're used to your gear that you're wearing and not worrying about whether it's going to fill up with water and whatever.
When you say gear, you're talking snorkel, not scuba.
Snorkeling gear, not scuba. Okay. Yeah, scuba, I'll address that in a minute if you like. But just to be confident with your snorkel and your mask and your fins, it's easy. It's really, really easy. So, you know, and we help you with that, of course, yeah. So
how long are they in the water for? And like, so I'm just imagining we would go in the water maybe a couple of times a day, or how does it work?
Oh, no. It depends, you know, it depends on the whales, of course. But I mean, in the 64 days we were on the water last season, we were only 2 days we didn't swim with whales.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. And because of the weather, it was too dangerous to get up and down the ladder. You know, to get in the water and get back up the ladder. And So we swim with whales every day. Depending on the whales, they could just hang out for maybe one swim. But the majority, we hang out for at least half an hour, and sometimes an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
Mums and calves hang out with us. And we can hang there for, you know, in the water for... Sometimes, I mean, an hour we can be in the water. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you can see the mum sleep, you know, because the water is so beautifully, the visibility is 50 metres most days, right? So you can see the mum down there, right? You can see them resting or feeding a calf or whatever. And, you know, we can hang out above them, and then we see the tail go and we know she's coming up for a breath. And the baby has to breathe every 4 minutes. So the baby's up more than mum is. So the baby will come up, take a couple of breaths, and down she goes. And then mum will come up for a breath. and the baby will come with her and they'll hang out on the surface for a while. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, they trust us. Somehow they trust us. And I've lived in Africa. I lived in Africa for many years and, you know, I love wild animals. And so I spend a lot of time in reserves and things. And there's no other wild animal I know that will allow you near their baby.
Mm.
Yeah. And I've had them go to sleep for 20 minutes, half an hour, and let their baby, you know, come and swim with us. So, and of course, we do get a lot of people saying, oh, aren't you harassing the whale? Well, you know, we don't have a lot of say in that. They are, you know, 16 meters long and weigh 40 ton. They only have to flick their tail and they're gone.
Mm.
You know, if they don't want to be around us, they don't. And most of the time, we don't even see where they come up, you know.
I think you mentioned there were, what, three or four different types of whales that you see.
Yeah.
Are there different behaviors? Like, can you?
They are. They are.
Differently in their socialization?
Yeah. The humpbacks are way, way more friendly and easier to be with. They hang around and they really, you know, don't mind because they're in their breeding ground. That's their breeding ground during the breeding season. So they're making babies and they're giving birth. Yeah. So they don't leave. They're there for 3 months, whereas the other whales are passing through.
Mm-hmm.
So the blue whales in Timor-Leste, they're only there during October, November. They come for the spawning season, and also there's big craters there where they can go right down in very, very deep to all kinds of things that they eat that live in those craters. So, and they're just a passing. But when you see the biggest animal that's ever lived swimming past you, it's gobsmacking. I mean, they are.
How big is the boat that we're on?
Well, it's big. I mean, that, you know, they don't tip the boats over or anything like that. They'll come up underneath and even come up right next to the boat.
Yeah.
If you can visualize 8 African elephants, mm-hmm. nose to tail, that's how big a blue whale is.
Oh, it's so amazing. I really appreciate you walking me through these questions I'm asking because I genuinely have no idea, but you're just painting such a beautiful picture, especially when you were talking about the baby coming up and having a play. If you're just joining us, we're listening to some insight around swimming with the whales. We're talking to Ray Gill and also Nesta Jones about swimming with whales, do's and don'ts, things like that. Ladies, I'd love to learn a little bit more about the trips you've got coming up. So Tahiti sounds luxe and amazing. Tell me why you chose these two areas and when are the trips happening?
Okay, so there is in the breeding season or the breeding areas for humpback whales, it's at a certain latitude around the world, right? In the northern hemisphere where they go to Hawaii, for instance, and in the southern hemisphere, it's one latitude, and that includes Tahiti, Aitutaki, Tonga, the east and west coast of Australia, Mozambique, Madagascar, and each of the east and west sides of America at that particular latitude. So every year between July and October, the humpback whales are there to breed.
Mm.
And we actually see the most extraordinary things like the heat run. The heat run is for what we notice we can have up to 20 male whales chasing a female in the water and wanting to get with her to make babies.
Right.
But the most amazing things, ladies who are tuning in, she decides which one. It's not any other, nothing else. It's the one that she wants to mate with, she chooses. And that's a very interesting experience because they're going at a very big space, they're at a pace, they're whacking each other, the males are fighting in the water for the position next to the whales. So to be in it, that is just the most exhilarating experience to be as they go underneath you. When you're in the water, because they're blowing bubbles, they're whacking each other with their fins. It's really pretty amazing. So that's one of the type of experiences that you'll have along with the mums and babies. The other one is the one-year-olds. Wow, are they naughty? They're like two-year-old kids, you know? Mm. And what they do is they come really close to you. They'll come right up within a meter of you. And they'll look you in the eye and then they'll turn their bodies with their bellies towards you and spin around and show off like a two-year-old. And they are really fun to swim with. And we have lots of those, usually at the early in the season, because mum drops them off. You know, she had them the year before, takes them to the Antarctic to feed, and she takes them, shows them where to go. They then swim back to Tahiti and mum hangs out with them for a couple of weeks and then she says bye-bye. And these one-year-olds go off on their own and they're fabulous to swim with, really, really great fun.
And then, that sounds so amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just so amazing. Yeah.
Nesta, did you want to add anything else about your own experience or any do's and don'ts or tips that you had and things that people might want to pack if they're going on a whale swim?
I mean, really, you just need your equipment is the main thing, and good equipment, like Ray said. I did want to add that Moorea is actually a really beautiful island just next to Tahiti, which is not quite what I expected, but Moorea was just stunning, and it's got this really safe area around it because it's got a reef, and inside the reef, obviously, you can go and do lots of swimming there, and there's lots of nice things to see there, like turtles and sharks, you know, baby sharks and things like that as well. And it's a really, really beautiful island to visit. There's a little bit of time. Is it about 4 or 5 hours, I guess, on the boat, depending when we see a whale? And one of the best, my biggest tip is stay close to the guide. Because and this guide, he's absolutely amazing. He looks like Aquaman in the water. He's got this lot. He's a Tahitian. He's got this amazing long hair, and he just hangs there in the water with his hands over his heart, and it's like he's communicating with the whales. You know, so if you stick near him, you're going to have the best sights. And I personally, a lot of people like to take a camera, underwater camera. I personally preferred, and I've done, like Ray, I've done a lot of safari stuff as well. I found I get the best experience when I just use my eyes. Yeah, instead of worrying too much about taking the photographs. But, you know, maybe later on in the holiday you would, but the first couple of days I would just go and enjoy it.
Just immerse in it. All right, ladies. Well, I'd love to know from you, Ray, when are these trips again? How long are they? I think they're 9 days, but you might want to correct me. And how can people connect if they want to learn more or possibly book in to come with you?
Okay. So they're 9 nights and 7 night packages. So most of the meals, transfers, boat trips are all included. The time is Aitutaki is July 12th. Through to the 4th of August. So there's 3 tours in Aitutaki, and that's exquisite. Most New Zealanders know about Aitutaki Island in Rarotonga. That's a new place. They just opened 2 years ago for swimming with whales and only on Aitutaki. Then Moorea, we start at the middle of the 20th of August and we finish nearly the end of October. So we have 6 tours going on in Tahiti because it's very popular, very, very popular. Yeah.
Amazing. So,
yeah.
Can you please let us know your website, or if you're on any socials, where can they go and see some visuals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. There's lots of those. So the socials are Whale Swim Adventures on Instagram, and on Facebook, it's also Whale Swim Adventures. And just search that on both and you'll find us. Or at Whale Swim, it'll come up, okay, on Insta. And our website says what we do, whaleswim.com. That's our website, yeah. Lots of information, wonderful photos. You get a real experience from what we've got on our web pages, on what you will experience with food and locals and funny stuff and lovely video clips as well. So it's pretty gorgeous.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for giving us a window into the world of whales today. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, just basically come do it. It's life changer, totally life changer. We're told it's the best experience of anyone's lives. And they've been to Antarctic and gorillas, and they just say, wow, this is just way in front of everything else. So love to have you. So whoever wants to come, please contact. Very, very happy to talk about whales.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ray and Nesta, for joining us today. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.